You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a new GOP bill being considered in the state legislature would roll back the state's air pollution regulations and make the state fall more in line with federal guidelines. We'll talk to one of the bill's co-sponsors in just a bit. First, U.S. Representative John Conyers stepped down as the ranking Democratic member of the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. The Michigan lawmaker faces sexual harassment accusations from female staffers. The longest-serving member of Congress denies the allegations. Here's House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi on Meet the Press yesterday before Conyers announced that he would step down from the Judiciary Committee.
John Conyers is an icon in our country. He has done a great deal to protect women, Violence Against Women Act, which the left wing, right wing is now quoting me as praising him for his work on that, and he did great work on that. But the fact is, as John reviews his case, which he knows, which I don't, I believe he will that he will do the right thing.
Heather Cagle joins us now. She is a congressional reporter for Politico. Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what's been the reaction to Nancy Pelosi's comments there yesterday? Kind of an ambivalent reaction to one of her House colleagues in a sexual harassment case.
Well, I think on Twitter you saw a lot of criticism, both from the right and from the left, not necessarily lawmakers, but commentators and things like that, saying that she should have taken a stronger stance, a stronger position. Privately, some members that I've talked to today and yesterday say they were pretty upset with how she handled the interview. They think that she didn't handle it as well as she should have and, you know, left it to kind of be an open question when they wish she would have been more definitive about the actions that Congressman Conyers needed to take after these allegations surfaced.
Can you talk about some of the allegations against John Conyers? What kind of things we're hearing from a number of women now in different mediums?
Yeah, so basically there are two main allegations facing Congressman Conyers right now. There's a report of a settlement from 2015 with a former female staffer who said that she was wrongfully terminated from his office for, quote, not succumbing to his sexual advances. And that includes things like some comments that he allegedly made, some inappropriate touching. And then separately, there was a complaint that another former female staffer filed in the court earlier this year that was later dropped that claims that Conyers sexually harassed her. She says that he, too, engaged in inappropriate touching, like rubbing her neck and shoulders, trying to hold her hand. She called him a repeated and habitual offender. Now, again, Conyers denies all of these allegations, but these are the two main ones facing him. And then the 2015 settlement, there were affidavits from other former Conyers staffers backing up this former employee's claim.
And so this comes after, of course, the sexual harassment allegations, the photo with Senator Al Franken. Talk about the position Democrats are in dealing with this issue. We'll get into Republicans and more general issues in just a bit.
You know, I think Democrats find themselves in kind of a pickle because when the allegations facing the Alabama Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore first surfaced, they were criticizing Republicans for not acting fast enough to shun Roy Moore and say he should step out of the race. And then these allegations come against some of their own, and they're kind of getting it back from Republicans who say you should call on Al Franken and John Conyers to resign. You should take more action than you're doing now. I think, honestly, what leadership in both parties is starting to realize and what aides have told me privately is that they expect more members to be publicly identified, and it can come from either party, likely both parties, and they're realizing that this is not a partisan issue and they should stop flinging mud and work together to kind of figure out how to address this long term on the Hill so it doesn't happen and that hopefully doesn't happen in the coming years.
Right. It seems like a lot of the initial response is if it's somebody on the other side, open fire verbally anyway. And if it's somebody on our side, well, they deny it. A lot of maybe hedging. And this is true of both parties?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, I think now everyone, it's safe to say everyone on Capitol Hill is on edge because they're waiting on the next shoe to drop. Who is the next member who will be publicly identified as a sexual harasser or someone who has settled a claim for harassment or something like that? And honestly, I mean, people weren't expecting John Conyers to be named, and that kind of taught both sides, I would think that, like, you cannot anticipate what is coming next, so we probably need to work together to overhaul the current system. And that's where things are moving in the coming weeks, I would say.
We're talking to Heather Cagle from Politico. She's a congressional reporter there. We're talking about sexual harassment issues in Congress. And Heather, let's get into those efforts. You write about a bipartisan effort to try to come up with better ways to deal with sexual harassment and prevent sexual harassment in Congress. What's going on?
Yeah, so this week, the House will vote on a resolution, likely Wednesday, the House will vote on a resolution that would require mandatory training for members and staffers, because believe it or not, currently, lawmakers and their staff, they're not required to undergo any kind of sexual harassment training. So this would change that. The Senate has already done that. They moved on this a few weeks ago. And then more broadly, some of the lawmakers really pushing this effort are looking to overhaul the current system for filing a complaint, because it's really not friendly at all to the victim, and they want to make it more friendly to the victim so that people feel more comfortable coming forward. And in the next couple of weeks, you could see some measures in between that don't require Congress to change a law, but will change the policies on Capitol Hill. And something that I was talking to a member today, her name is Barbara Comstock from Virginia. She's one of the lawmakers leading this effort. And she said something we could see in the next couple of weeks is a resolution that would ban members or high-ranking staffers, like chiefs of staff, from dating their subordinates. And right now it's frowned upon on Capitol Hill, but there's nothing that bans it. And they say that this is just one step in a long road to overhauling a system that is very burdensome for the victims and, you know, archaic.
Let's talk about that reporting process you mentioned. One criticism that's come from some members of Congress, among others, is that the process is not transparent. Settlements can be made. The public, constituents, the media, nobody gets to find out what happened unless it's somehow leaked potentially years later. Is that a fair way to sum up what's going on right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think people have been really surprised on Capitol Hill to find out just what the reporting process is like and how confidential it is. And it's something that was kind of set up in the mid-1990s and hasn't really been addressed since then. Basically, if a victim wants to file a complaint, they first have to go through about a month of counseling, and then they decide if they want to enter into mediation, which is essentially their only option if they want to keep pursuing this complaint. And eventually, if they, you know, want to keep pushing this complaint, they have to enter into, like, a confidential settlement. And so members are trying to overhaul the system in a way that strips that confidentiality. They say we need to put more sunshine on this. With Congressman Conyers, it's a little bit different because there is an office on the Hill that has paid out many of these settlements in the past. Granted, we don't know to whom or how much because, like you said, it's kept under lock and key. But with Congressman Conyers, he actually used his membership funds to settle the 2015 claim and set it up to look like a salary. So no one even knew that, you know, I mean, there was no way to know that this person who was listed as an employee wasn't actually getting a salary but was getting a settlement payment. So that's something that members like Barbara Comstock and others who are really pushing the changes here, they want to get rid of that completely. They don't want members to be able to do that, you know. That way that the public really has better accountability of what's going on, because these are taxpayer dollars that are being used to settle these claims, and the public has no idea right now, and there's no way to find out unless it leaks to the media.
And in a lot of these efforts in Congress to tackle this situation, it sounds like a lot of it is led by women members of Congress and a bipartisan group of women, and we've heard some shocking stories from them, either in recent memory or looking back to when they were congressional aides themselves. There are a lot of people sitting in Congress who have personal experience on the receiving end of harassment.
Yeah, you know, one of the other leading members on this issue, her name is Congresswoman Jackie Speier. She's in California. She says she kind of kicked off this whole thing a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago now, by telling her story of how she was harassed when she was a young staffer on the Hill. And now she's a lawmaker. Some of the women, the female lawmakers who have spoken out about this, say that they know current members of Congress who have sexually harassed other members or staffers. Now, there has been some pushback from critics who say you shouldn't just say that these members are still sitting in Congress. You should identify them. And that has been a little bit controversial, but I think you are seeing this bipartisan effort mostly driven by female lawmakers, and a lot of them have their own stories to tell, and it's kind of really opened up this conversation on Capitol Hill that up until now was mostly whispered about by staffers, lawmakers, reporters, anyone who works on the Hill, but whispered about behind closed doors, and now it's just ripped into the open, and it's not showing any signs of abating anytime soon.
And in some stories I've seen, this maybe in your reporting, Heather, there's been talk from women involved in Congress now thinking, oh, back in the time of Anita Hill or Bill Clinton, we thought things are going to change then. Is there a sense that things are going to change now?
I think so. I think that, you know, I was talking to Congresswoman Comstock earlier. We had a lengthy conversation, and she was talking about another sexual harassment episode in the early 1990s with Senator Bob Packwood, who ended up being expelled. But she was saying that she has went back and really studied that and studied what happened then and also what happened with Anita Hill so that they don't repeat the same mistakes where they end up making changes to a system, but it isn't friendly to the victim. It doesn't encourage victims to come forward. It keeps things secret, you know, things like that. So they really are studying what happened in the last couple of decades and mistakes that they think past Congresses have made so that they don't repeat those. It will be interesting to see what happens and how they address these changes and things like that. I mean, part of it is that Congress will have to pass some kind of law to overhaul the current reporting system. They probably can't do that with just a resolution here or there. And that will require some push and pull from the Senate and getting it to President Trump's desk. And that does take time. So I think the question now is, can the members who are pushing this effort, can they keep the spotlight on it? Can they keep the public attention focused enough to where it will drive change in Congress and get to the White House and really overhaul this system?
Heather, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Heather Cagle. She's a congressional reporter for Politico. She joined us to talk about how Democrats are handling accusations of sexual harassment in Congress and what changes are being proposed, bipartisan changes, to prevent sexual misconduct in Congress.